Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, yeah. Check one, two. Check one, two. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Grand Rising Queen. The ingredients you need: 1 ounce of berry-flavored vodka, 1.5 ounces of pomegranate or cranberry juice, 3.5 ounces of champagne chilled, and you're going to need some skewered raspberries to garnish. So you're going to add the vodka and pomegranate or cranberry juice into the chilled champagne flute, top with the champagne, garnish with raspberries on a long skewer to make that thing cute. And that's a Grand Rising Queen. Where did that even come from, for real?
The Hoteps. welcome back to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
So, what's been going on?
I have just been living my little life. I went to Houston.
I saw you there.
Saw you there. That was the first time we linked up in Houston. Went to go see a bae, but I am still single, you guys, just so you know. If you want to slide in my DMs, you want to hook me up with your uncle or your daddy, you know, I'm still here. I thought it was super dope when I was leaving Houston. Uh-huh. They are really strict with the masks. Like, in Atlanta, I always just get a mask before I go through the security.
Oh, you mean in the airport?
In the airport. And I never just have one. So, you know how they stand at the front and hand it to you? So, I was expecting that at Houston. And nah, they were like, you need to put a mask on before you get a fine. And I was like, oh, goddamn.
Yeah.
Let me go find. I was like, they don't have them at security. The man was like, no, but you might be able to go buy one at the subway or, you know, maybe ask, you know, one of the ticket counters.
What airport were you at?
IAH? Which one is
that? Oh, okay. That's Bush.
Okay. And normally I go to the other one.
The other one does have free ones.
Yeah.
I grabbed a few. I said, can I have a few?
Yeah, the other one does. And I was like, they didn't, though. So I stopped at the ticket counter for Southwest, and I wasn't even flying Southwest. And I was like, I kind of cut in front of people, and I was like, excuse me, ma'am. I'm really sorry. And the girl turned around, and at first she was like, you know how the airport people be ready to go off on you and put you right in the airport jail. Mm-hmm. So you got to be real nice. And she was like, oh, Medina? And I was like, my first response is always, did we go to school together?
I always forget.
I never want to jump to, yeah, that's me. You know, yeah, you listen to the show. Like, I never just want to jump to that because then they might be like, no, I went to Clark. And
yeah.
Girl, she listened to the show. Her name was Mia. I believe it was Southwest. Hey, girl, she was a huge fan. She was like, my husband's always like, what are you listening to?
Oh.
And it was just super dope. There are certain places when you get recognized that it's just like, that's super dope. It's the airport, bro. We're doing big things.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Cocktails. What's up? So I wanted to give her a quick shout out. We always love when people show us love in person and don't just wait until we leave and then send a DM like, I just saw you, bitch.
Especially when I'm with other people.
Right.
Like, make me look cool.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Come on.
I need all the help I can get.
While I was in Houston, you know I'm weird. Y'all know I'm weird. Lieutenant Bay was like, you know how like I just slid that in there.
I was gonna say something, but I was like, I'm gonna let it ride because nobody believes that was done. No one.
Y'all get on my nerves for real. So he was like, have you ever heard of the Hostrel? And he took me to it. I was terrified. I thought I was gonna vlog, and I put my camera away.
Like a Hostrel, like for real hoes.
Absolute Hostrel.
Why Kiki, would have y'all go there?
He wanted me to see. Like the real.
Was it an episode of Scared Straight?
It turned into that because, bitch, I was scared straight. These were real prostitutes.
Yeah.
They were walking down with heels on heels and their buttholes out. Like, I've never seen anything like this. Like, I've seen Harry Hines Boulevard in Dallas where, but they it's kind of like, are you a hoe? Are you homeless? Are you just wearing a short dress?
Probably both.
Their whole booties were out. Like, they had like pantyhose with like literally the butthole just cut out. It was cold outside.
And it was cold.
And then it turned into like, I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is so sad. Like, this is somebody's child. We're pulling up. I'm like, am I safe? He was like, you're safe, Medina. Like, do you want to talk to one? I was like, no, because I just see you rolling the window down and somebody just stabbing me in my chest and be like, bitch, and then take the
girl,
camera.
Girl, they sound like pussy, not trying to murder people.
There was a line of cars of people really ready to fuck. I was like, this is sex work, like real sex work in the real live.
Medina, what did you think?
I don't know. I thought it was going to be.
Did you think it was going to be a glamorous thing?
I thought not glamorous. I thought it would be more sneaky and not so like
more discreet.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it's the host role and people know because it's not discreet.
Bro, I was really shocked. So he was like, this is a really popular prostitution area and you know we'd be arresting people. Then he took me to. He was like, have you ever been to one of those massage parlors where it's really. You know, you can get your dick sucked. You get a happy ending. I was like, no. So I'm like, talking about, we pull up to one. He's like, let's go in and like see what they, I just want you to see what it's like. We weren't participating in it because this is definitely like sex trafficking. As soon as I walked in there, I was like, this is like, these girls have been sex trafficked. Like mm-hmm. It was really sad. So like we go in, it looked like a little prison and the lady came out. She was like, what you want? What you want? And she was all whispering and she had this little like thin dress on. And I was like, I felt like a child. I just got right behind him and was like, I can't do, like, this is really sad. She was like, well, there's three girls. What you want? And he was like, there's only three of y'all. Let me see them. And they came out. And then he was like, no, we're good. And then we just turned around and walked out. And then we sat in the parking lot. Because I want to see what type of people are going in here. Uh-huh. Bitch, I feel like a whole detective. I was like, we need to follow him home and let his wife know. This man walked out. He had a whole wedding ring on, just tucking his little shirt in with his big old belly. I was like, and he just fucked. He was like, he just fucked. How is this even going on, bro?
I mean, sex trafficking is a real issue.
It was really...
Sex work is a real thing. It's not all the fun stuff just getting money from guys.
Like, that is not... Yeah,
sometimes... Some people like the work that they do, depending on what it is. And then other people, it's just like desperate times call for desperate measures. Mm-hmm. We read a book in November called The Babylon Sisters in my book club. And they had a story about sex trafficking. And they used a maid service to traffic the girls. And then one of the guys owned a bunch of real estate so that he would rent the houses out to the guys who were getting the girls. They were hiring the girls to work for the maid service. They're all immigrants, and they made it seem like they had this big, great program to, like, help them transition and find good
work. Did the maid service know this was going on, or that was just a cover-up the whole
time? The maid service was a cover business. I mean, they did clean houses and buildings and stuff, but those girls would not be able to go home.
Yeah. That's really sad. I literally, mm-hmm. It was like, he was like, it's sad, isn't it? It was really sad. And then, you know, I couldn't get it out of my mind. It was almost like showing somebody a dead body and they said they could see it and you really weren't ready.
Yeah, I can't see stuff like that. I get sad in the airport bathrooms when I see the signs that say, if you see something, say something.
Yeah.
Because it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. And I, like, he was like, I wish I didn't show you because now you really traumatized. We were like in the hotel room fucking and I just stopped in mid ride.
You started crying.
And I was like, but those
you pulled an Easter egg? Issa D?
Bro, I was like, he was like, why did I show you that? I was like, no,
I don't
but
know
like,
why. And why he ain't arrest nobody? Well, he was off duty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then it was like, I'm in the car. What we doing with these, like, do this on your own time. But yeah, but I had a really good time in Houston. That was the first time that I went, and then he had stuff to do. And I was like, you know what, let me get out. I'm going to rekindle some relationships with people that I haven't seen in a while that live in Houston. Mm-hmm. One of my line sisters, Shayla, lives there. We went to dinner, had drinks, got to catch up. I haven't seen her in like 7 years. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. She was like, Medina, I kept telling her, like, you always meet guys in Houston. I was like, I don't see it, though. She was like, no, you need to be out here.
You do.
Girl, these men walked in. They walked right up to us like, oh, my gosh, y'all beautiful. And I was like, oh, is this Houston? I had a good time. Went to a bar called Bar 2200. I hit you up that night.
Oh, yeah.
And it was actually fun. The DJ was amazing. I can't remember his name, but we were giving googly eyes to each other.
While you were with your boo?
He wasn't paying attention. He was old. He was with his old friend. I was like, all right.
My goodness.
I'm going to flirt. Went to the Fox Theater. When I got back, I took myself on a date and saw How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I love musicals. I told you that last time. And it was, have you been to the Fox?
Uh-huh.
That was my first time going.
Oh.
It was amazing.
I love how it's like, it just reminds me of old Hollywood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. It's giving old Hollywood. It was a really good time. What you been up to?
Well, I was in Houston again, of course, duh. I had a great time. We hung out after you went to that place. That was the first night I got there. And I got to hang out with my friend Carrie. Shout out to her. Last time I was there, we didn't really get to spend a lot of time together while I was in town because she was traveling too. And I was like, I realized how different it is when you're in a city and you know people. Mm-hmm. And then when you're in a city and all your people are gone and you don't live here either. So it really forced me last time I was there to like find other stuff. But she was there this time for a day. So it's like one night only, we're going out. What else did I do? I spent some time with my family. I caught up with some other friends who I hadn't seen in a while either because I was like, okay, this time I have a lot more flexibility. My friend Courtney finished school for the semester, so shout out to you, Courtney. I went out there to celebrate with her. She said she's going to be outside, but when school starts up, she's back inside. So I said, well, girl, we about to go. So that's how I ended up having a wild and crazy night. So I know I'm always saying I met my husband, but okay, I might have met another one too. And I know I said the other day that I was going to have to extend my deadline. I guess you'll find out when you hear this, after you hear this. But I met like five new niggas the other night. Yeah, like five.
Dang.
And it was just so much fun. I felt like I was in a movie. It was like they were fighting over me.
All five.
I was at 50-15 because I know y'all going to ask. It's 50-15 in Houston. First of all, they made us take a COVID test.
At the club?
To get in. But you didn't have to wait for your results.
See,
what the fuck?
Niggas just be doing
stuff.
I'm just
like, what is this? I'm like, did y'all get sued by somebody? Did y'all not have the signs displayed, like, enter at your own risk? They have all these signs that say mask required. Not a mask in fucking sight. But whatever. They were like, all you have to do is do the swab.
Up your nose?
No. Just in your mouth. Oh. So it was the easy one. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, I can use a COVID test anyway. I like to get them often just because I'm always
just to make sure.
Out. Yeah, it came back negative. So praise God. Now, it was a lot of people in there. So, but anyway, so I go inside. I'm going to tell y'all about this jumpsuit.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is not sponsored, but I just feel like everybody needs one because it's probably going to fit your body really good. It has ruching from the top to the bottom. I wish they had it in more colors, but they only have it in black and mauve. So I bought them both. Mm-hmm. Well, I wore the black one. I had a cute little hat on. I was feeling cute. It had my body looking right. I had planned to see somebody else that night, and that's why I wanted to wear the outfit, but I ended up not. So I'm at 50-15. I go to get in line. I see this fine man in the mirror, like, walking up behind me to go to the restroom. And I was like, ooh. So he pays me a compliment, and I was like, I hope he talks to me. Then I was like, when I come out of the bathroom, I'm waiting for a drink. Then I was sitting there. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not the shoot your shot type of person. Mm-hmm. Then I was like, okay, well, should I shoot my shot? I don't know. Then, before I even had to think about it too much and go crazy, he, like, comes over and talks to me. So we're having a great conversation. He's very fine, beautiful teeth. He smelled good. He had manners. And so he buys me a couple of drinks. I find out he don't live in Houston. He lives in Dallas. So I said, oh, funny thing is, I'll be in Dallas on Friday. So I will be seeing him. And then while we're talking, well, he walks away. So then another man comes up. He lives in Seattle. So I got him spread out, y'all.
Seattle. I love Seattle.
I meet this guy who's in town for the game. And he, like, buys me and my friends drinks. So he was like, well, I said, well, I'm going to go sit with the girls because I've been gone a really long time. He sees me talking to the first man. He comes up and brings me these roses.
Not the roses that they be selling in the club.
Mm-hmm. And I like them. And so then this other man comes up and was like, I don't think that was enough roses. So then he bought me some more roses. And I was like, wait.
Yo, I'm not about to be holding all these goddamn roses in the club.
I surely was. Why not? What else I was holding? The hookah? every now and then I had to pass that thing.
I'm not holding all these goddamn roses.
I don't like roses.
Sir, hold the roses for me and give them to me when we're leaving.
I wasn't leaving with them. I was like, well, y'all got to fight it out. What else are you going to buy? My girls need drinks. I need drinks. We need some more hookah. When is the kitchen opening? I want some chicken wings, a little fried shrimp basket, something, you know? Like, we eat in the club in the South. So, anyway, I ended up meeting a couple of other guys. The guy who initially bought me the flowers, he got really fucked up. It was his birthday, so I feel like that's fine. But, like, his friends had to take him home. But then his friend was trying to holler, too. And I was just like, well, I just met both of you today, so I really don't care. You can get my number, too. And then he bought the cookbook, so then he'd be messaging me about food and stuff all day. And it's
look,
like,
he sounds like a winner. You already supporting the cause?
Okay. And so he has a home in Dallas and will be there soon as well.
Oh, everybody in Dallas.
Okay, and then I met this other guy who I actually have a cocktail about that I will tell y'all later, and he was the last person I saw, but I had got mad because I was supposed to go see this other dude, the one that I like. Mm. I had an attitude because I thought he just ignored me. I gotta turn that focus shit off my phone because my phone automatically goes to do not disturb, focus mode, whatever, after a certain time. So I don't be seeing the notifications. And so, yeah, I gotta relax. So anyway, what else did I do? I had a fun night Monday. I ended up extending my trip because I was supposed to come back Monday. I was like, well, we're not recording on Tuesday anymore. I could stay another night. I'll tell y'all about that next week. And then, what else? That's it. Oh, I also had a tragedy.
A tragedy? I'm sorry, what happened?
Well, I don't know how, but somehow I left my little pouch with all of my things. So if you were looking for
the video. That was the tragedy, you guys.
Yeah,
no video.
The video, all this other stuff. I've just been crying. And there's so much stuff on there. My Vlogmas stuff. The videos I had done. No. Everything. So, like, I haven't edited another thing on my memory card. So I have one memory card and my camera. And I'm going to just have to go buy a bunch more. So I'm just like, how the fuck did I come off of having an excellent weekend? Everything went great. I had so much fun. And then I come back to funky Atlanta, and this is the energy I get. I'm ready to leave again, and I will be soon. But, yeah, I'm just like, you know what? You just have to start over, and that's okay. You have to use your creativity. Yep. At least all is not lost. Because we still had the audio.
We still had the audio. Now, that would have just – could you guys imagine if there was just no episode?
Yeah.
That would be rude. What would your Thursday consist of?
I don't know. Maybe they pray.
Maybe. Just
find God.
Yeah. did you watch Sex and the City? Are you you're a Sex and the City fan, right?
Yes.
I always think it's weird when people say they're not. I'm like, how could you
yes,
not?
Yes, I told you to watch the new one.
Oh, yeah, you did. I was drunk in Houston.
Oh. what's it called? And Just Like That.
And Just Like That.
So if you've been looking for the show, it actually has a new name.
It actually has a new name. And
what do you think?
I was very sad.
It was sad. It was like
but
Golden
Girls. But the funeral
girls.
Was so fly.
That was the most fabulous funeral. That's how I want to go out.
I didn't know people were going out like that. I thought there was always just the traditional funeral. You
at a church?
Not maybe a church, but just wherever. But I've never seen something look like that. That was gorgeous. That was big style. I loved it. And a lot of people that I talked to about, they were... saying how they didn't like how they incorporated Samantha in it, it was shade. I was like, they had to say something.
They had
bro.
To say they something. They couldn't. I feel like it would have been shade if they pretended she didn't exist.
Right, you can't do that. If
and
you're
that happens.
Friends really do fall it. Out. I liked how they did it. I loved how they even left us with a soft feeling for Samantha. Like, she still...
She sent the flowers.
Yes.
I like how she said, you know, she got mad. You know, books aren't selling like that. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. And I like how they incorporated the change in what people have to do to make their money. Yeah, you were writing in a newspaper.
And now you...
And then you on a podcast, and then you realize she had an experience, because it's like, oh, I don't want to talk about that, because I want to... It's different when you write it. Yeah.
Her boss was like...
If y'all was sitting up here every week, think about how you would feel when people can attach your faith, your family, your friends, and everything to your sexual moment. So sometimes it's like, some of the ones that we actually give a fuck about, we don't want to say too much.
Mm-hmm. Because... It might ruin it.
It's going to... Yep, backfire. Mm-hmm.
Backfire.
Not because I'm embarrassed, but because the backfire. Because I ain't Shane, okay?
I feel you on that. I'm not
I
either.
Did like it, though. It's like a glamorous, dramatic Golden Girls.
It is. Only thing that was annoying, and I'm still going to watch the show, but, like, I thought it was annoying how they kept trying to, like, add all these trendy things like with the times in like one scene. It was like podcasting, social media, now
racism,
braids. It was just a lot. Like, I was like, you guys, we get it. You want to make sure everyone feels included and no one's offended, but let's let it be a little real.
Yeah, they did do a lot.
It was a lot. Like, Miranda's...
But also, I feel like, I wonder what the writers were thinking, because I know that Sex and the City was criticized
for
the
of
lack of mm-hmm. diversity and the things that they talked about. It was a lot. Oh, and shout out to Lily, because she played the fuck out of that piano.
She played the fuck out of that piano.
And
but
I
Lily
knew
also
something was about to happen.
Fucking Carrie's life up. You saw that meme where it's like, Lily is always at the start of ruining Carrie's life, the wedding. Remember she put the phone in the cupcake purse?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Like, now you done, damn, you done Lily. Killed Big Lil.
I want to know why the fuck didn't she... If y'all listen... I mean, if you haven't watched the show,
sorry.
Skip forward 2 minutes or something, because it's about to be spoilers. But by now, you should have heard it. It was a month ago. Why didn't she call the police?
Why didn't she?
That was pissing me off. Like, you just sat there, and then you call your friend. I mean, eventually you called them, and I get that you're in shock, but like...
Bro.
What's her name? Jennifer Hudson taught you how to use the damn iPhone 10 years ago when we got the Sex and the City movie. Where's your phone?
Where's your phone? And when I tell you, Hannah was really crying.
It was a nice-ass house, and I love that shower.
It was beautiful. Hannah was crying so hard and so long, even after the show was over.
Wait.
I was like, are you okay? I was
like, what happened? Should we? Did something else happen
to her?
Yeah, I
was like, no. She was just like, so, like, Carrie has been through so much. You know, it's crazy.
She saw
how
a little bit of herself in that. That's what that was. She was reflecting.
And I just, you know, that's when you know a show is so great, when you really become connected to the characters.
Mm-hmm.
You become connected to them. I'm like that with Insecure. I'm like that with Sex and the City.
I love me some Insecure, and I really like Nathan. I don't.
I don't think he's that fine.
He is cute. He's like, if I saw him on the street, that's somebody that you would see on the street that's actually cute.
I don't know why. He looks like his breath stinks to me. You know how some people just look like their
breath
stinks?
It's the shape
stink.
Of his mouth.
Is that
is
what
it giving dog?
It's
a little
just
bit?
Giving
like sometimes when people's mouths kind of go like this.
Maybe that's what it is.
It kind of is a little bit doggy, and then you think about doggy breath.
Oh, maybe that's what it is. It looks, yeah, it looks like.
But I still think he's fine.
I think Lawrence is fine.
No.
No.
I think Lawrence is tall.
He's fine to me.
He's giving.
I love his little hairstyle. I love when niggas be doing their little curl.
That little thing that they use the sponge with.
Yeah, we use it on Zayn's head.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon, you guys. Make sure you guys join Patreon. You get bonus content, intimate conversations with me and Kiki. We do a live every month. Make sure you join the community. It's basically like a group chat for cocktails, because we really be connecting with the listeners. There's I think her name is LaShonda. She just closed on a house, and she shared that in our DMs on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Congrats to her. Super dope. I think it's actually a condo. That's even sexier. I was like, hey, girl, make a cocktail, send it to us. But make sure y'all go to patreon.com/cocktails and join the community. You will like it there.
Mm-hmm.
Kiki, your book club, what y'all reading?
Y'all, the book was so damn good. I do not like how it ended, but it's just because I want more. So this month, well, for December, because I don't know when this comes out, but for December, we read The Last Thing He Told Me. So it's like a suspense mystery thriller type of book. And this woman is in love with this man. He has a child. His previous wife died. And they have this family. They live in Sausalito, California, where a lot of people live on these houseboats, right? Mm-hmm. So that's I just brought that because that's the cover of the book. So her husband disappears in like chapter one. And he gave two notes to two people. One to her. One that got to her.
I'm already crying.
Yeah. That says protect her.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In reference to the daughter, she's assuming he left the daughter $600,000 cash in a duffel bag in her locker at the school. He had to get it to her. And I forgot what his thing was, but the last thing he told his wife was protect her. So the whole book, she's trying to protect her stepdaughter, who doesn't really fuck with her like that. Mm-hmm. She's a teenager. You know how that can be. And they're trying to figure out what happened to her husband. Where did he go? There was this big, like, scandal with the company that he was the COO of. And then things start unraveling. We find out that he's not really who he said he was.
And it just takes you...
Well, I don't want to give it away, but it takes you on a roller coaster of emotions because at one point it's like, you lied about everything. How could you do this? Like, who are you really? I'm scared of you. And should I be scared for my own life? Where the fuck did this money come? Are you really just a crook? Like, we all thought you were good. And then it's like, when other things come out, it's like, well, why did you do all this? How did you know this was going to happen? And then when it all unfolds, it was just like, this is like some shit Shonda Rhimes would have wrote because it was just a lot. It's really good. So that was a really good book. If you go to patreon.com/KikiSaidSo, you can see what the January or whatever month you're listening to this in, whatever book of the month, you can listen to it there. And, you know,
well,
try it out. I love a good read.
I love a good read, too. And I don't typically read, like, books where it's, like, a story. It's normally, like, a self-help or something like that. But that sounds like a really good book.
I love
where
a story.
Sitting there, like, getting all juicy with it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, like, self-help books, you guys, we have a new sponsor. Jacintha book. It's called Rich Woman Bible, The Science of Getting Rich. Now, Kiki's mm-hmm. already rich. But some of the women in book club, they might need some help. It's written by Janice D. Kaiser and Wallace D. Waddles. I wanted to read the first page of the book. I'm one of those first pagers. When I go to the bookstore,
I
read the first page because the first page, you knowing if it's going to be corny or not. And this really just stuck out to me. It's really short. I want to read it really quick.
I never do that. I only read like the description, but
I'll
I
either
should.
Go to the first page or the very last page. It's really weird.
Oh, no.
Okay. So the first page of the Rich Woman Bible says, the object of all life is development. And everything that lives has an inalienable right to all development it is capable of attaining. A woman's right to life means her right to have the free and unrestricted use of all the things which may be necessary to her fullest mental, spiritual, and physical unfoldment. Or, in other words, her right to be rich. A woman gets rich by doing things in a certain way, and in order to do so, she must become able to think in a certain way. A woman's way of doing things is the direct result of the way she thinks about things. To do things in the way you want to do them, you will have to acquire the ability to think the way you want to think. This is the first step towards getting rich. To think what you want to think is to think truth, regardless of appearances. Thought it was pretty powerful. I think that if anybody, you know, maybe you're planning on starting a business, you don't know where to start, or you're just reaching a new chapter in your life, this might be a good book for you to pick up and read. Maybe add it to the book club. You go to richwomanbible.com, and that's where you can purchase this book if you're trying to get rich. And then cash at me some money so I can borrow some.
Girl, borrow or have.
Right. Giving it back.
Right.
Also, I wanted to tell everybody, if you're trying to go on a trip with your girl solo, with your bae, whatever you're trying to do, in June of 2022, I'm hosting a wellness trip. It is called Paradise and Vibe. You'll go to paradiseandvibe.com to get added to the waitlist. We're going to Morocco. It's going to be super dope. Some of the excursions are just like out of a storybook. Morocco's a beautiful place. We're going to be riding camels.
That's on my list of places to go.
Bro, like...
Now, how long is the trip? It's 10 days?
8 days. It's 8 days, and we're going to do there's a night of glamping in the sand.
I really just got to quit, because I need time to be able to do shit like this, you know?
I feel like, I think when I go there, glamping. I'm going to extend the stay mm-hmm. and try to find a man. No, I'm not. I'm going to go. And
I don't think you want one over there, because I watched 90 Day Fiancé.
And it ain't it.
I mean, I'm sure that there's good quality men there, but.
I think I'll be more interested in the food. And the spices.
Yeah. Will you bring me back some stuff, please?
I'll try to,
I want some spices from the spice market. That's all I want.
Okay. I got spices. You. I got you on the spices. But if you guys are interested in going on this trip and your friends always bail on you when you want to go on a trip, drop this link in the group chat, share it, and tell them bitches, like, if you want to come. I'm going regardless because mm-hmm. you will. One thing that you will leave Paradise and Vibe from, you'll leave with friends, a group of friends that you maybe would have never met from all over the place. And it's, I just have so many.
And you don't have to plan shit.
And you don't have to plan
shit. All you gotta do is pay your
money. All you gotta do is pay and show up. That's the great thing about trips like this.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about a travel agent if she's shitty or not. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about none of that.
So y'all go to ParisandVibe.com, sign up, and I'll see you in Morocco.
Okay, guys. Speaking of spices, we have another sponsor that we want to make sure that we're telling you about. So I know that you guys are probably trying to make better choices. You're in the kitchen again. It's cold outside. Ain't nobody trying to wait and meet the DoorDash drivers who think it's GateDash and meet them at the front going outside in the cold.
They be nibbling
going
your fries.
Or you might just be busy all the time and you don't want to go to the grocery store. You don't know what you want to cook. You're tired of eating the same old shit. Like, it's just boring. Mm-hmm. How many times can you eat spaghetti and shrimp Alfredo? You know?
How many times?
So, we have partnered with Green Chef. Green Chef is a meal kit delivery service. They have so many different options for the types of meals that you can get. And you go on their website, you can see ahead of time what they have, and you can pick the meals that you want. Whether you want to do something like a balanced diet, if you want to be
vegan.
Vegan. If you're doing low carbs, paleo diet, they have so many different options, tons of recipes with different flavors from around the world. Everything is like pre-measured. It makes it really easy. It comes with recipe cards
that you can keep so
because they're nice.
Mm-hmm. And they give you a little extra seasoning, so you can even keep that if you want to season something else with the seasoning. I just got
something tonight.
They gave me a vegetarian quesadilla and it was actually really good.
What was in it? Mushrooms?
Mushrooms and refried beans.
Okay.
It was really good. I was like, this is actually good. I had a quesadilla since I was like 6 years old. Yeah. This was like a grown-up quesadilla.
I have a Moroccan... Made me think about it. Moroccan shrimp something. I don't know. But I think that's what I'm going to make today because it just looked really good in the picture. And then there's like a creamy chicken dish with some, I think it's acorn squash. And it's like acorn squash. I don't ever pick that up in the store.
Right.
But since it's in the kit, okay, well, I can try it. Maybe I'll see how to work with it and learn some things. It's just going to be a good time.
It is. Another thing I like about Green Chef is they give you the appropriate amount for the portions. So you're not just like overeating. They give you...
And you're not like, I don't have enough. Like when sometimes in serving sizes, and be like, or not even serving sizes, but certain restaurants, you know, when you go to, it's like, this is why the shit hot. Like,
can I get some more rice?
Okay.
Why are y'all skipping on the rice?
Rice is cheap.
And rice is good. Put some more good rice in there. Jesus.
Not to worry about that. They give you a nice, healthy portion. So what I do, I don't know about you, but what I'll usually do is make the meal, eat it, and then I save the rest for lunch tomorrow. Mm. So then the next day, I can make another one of the meals for dinner. And then that way I don't have a ton of leftovers. It's not taking up a ton of space.
It makes planning your breakfast, lunch, or dinner easy. Mm-hmm. So you guys go to greenchef.com/cocktails125 and use code cocktails125 to get $125 off. And that includes free shipping. This is the number one meal kit for eating well. So y'all make sure you check out Green Chef.
Yes. Okay. And now we are going to move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
Guess where we're going today?
Oh, to school?
To Florida.
Jesus!
You such a small state to cut up like they do.
You Floridians!
So, this woman fucked her life up. Not even old enough to buy a drink. She's 20, but she was a substitute teacher in Florida. So, her name is Ayanna Davis. She has been booked, printed, and shamed after video evidence allegedly showed her having sex with a student who is under the age of 17. I think 17 is the age of consent in Florida because she's 20, so she's not way older.
Who recorded it? Please tell me her dumbass didn't record it.
According to Daily Mail, the video made its rounds on social media, including Snapchat. When confronted, Davis admitted that she had unprotected sex with the student at least four times. The school's football team Of course it's the football team, you know?
The football team be fine sometimes.
Sometimes. You know, I've always been a sucker for the football team. Okay, the school's football team had the video in rotation before the school was made aware of her sick flick. She is facing several charges of sexual assault.
That's really unfortunate. You know, I've always said, let me tell you something. I would never be a teacher. First of all, y'all's kids are bad. Second of all, mm-hmm. I do feel like some of
the... And the parents are bad, too.
And the parents are bad, and you want me to deal with your little badass child. But another thing is... when you do become a teacher, you're so close in age with your students, depending if you're in high school, like 17 to 20 year old, it's like you're not far from their age. So
because
you kinda,
really, she could have been a senior and he was a freshman. They might have known each other already, right? But now you're a substitute and you're in a position of power.
And you can't do that.
You cannot.
Did you watch that Netflix show? I don't know if it was Netflix or Amazon Prime. It was called The Teacher or something. And she was, and that little boy was fine.
Oh,
he was fine.
I heard about it. I did not watch it. I need to watch it.
I was like, bro, and your whole life is ruined. It doesn't matter that we're like, you're only 20 and you can't even drink yet. You made a very bad mistake that is going to follow you for the rest of your life. You're probably going to have to register as a sex offender.
She's convicted.
Yeah. That. Was she black or white? Jesus. She was throwing was she throwing that ass in a circle or was
I didn't
she,
see her ass, so okay. I don't know, but
that
she
is
them
so
back and forth.
Embarrassing. Imagine her Christmas dinner this year. Everyone's like, so Rebecca.
I mean, I'm like, did she make bail? Is she having a Christmas dinner? I don't know. She's probably gonna eat at home. Just order some pizza, sis, and sit
order
at home
some,
and
order a Green Chef.
Yeah, order some Green Chef. Use code COCKTAILS125 to get $125 off. It's probably best for you to stay in the house. You don't need to be in the grocery stores. You don't need to be anywhere. There might be a school or a park nearby. Just stay your ass out of trouble.
Sis. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm diving into our topics this week. I was having a conversation with a friend, and we were talking about, like, the power of social media, YouTube, all the things, and how people are really making money.
Yes.
Off of it. Mm-hmm. TikTok being one of them, YouTube being one of them, even like Instagram and stuff, but YouTube for real. And one of my girlfriends was like, because I hang out with a lot of TikTokers and YouTubers, and they're big on their platforms to the point where they quit their 9-to-5s and this is what they're living off of. And it's nice. And it's interesting because a lot of people think either like they're gay, they're corny.
Why?
This is just consensus of like people who do the TikTok, especially the ones who be dancing.
I was just about to say, because a dancing ass TikToker, nah. No. Sit your ass down.
So my question is, could you date someone in a serious way, like it's your boyfriend, like a social media famous person, and that's how they make their check. They have to post. They're posting their lives. There are these couples that have to record every aspect of, you know, they're vloggers, they're TikTokers, they're dancers, they're, you know, they do these things. And they get paid well for it.
It's not always about the money. Drug dealers get paid well too, and I don't want to marry one of them
because
I'm not about to. I'm not about to be like what's her name, El Chapo's wife, doing time and shit. She did get off pretty easy though, I think. Anyway, a TikToker, probably not.
Okay.
Because they're gonna be doing all them dances, doing all this. I'm not that shit. It's just like sit down. Are you 12? How old are you? Just hopping around like Saucy Santana. I don't like that. It is corny. It does look lame. And then they're like, they be doing too much for my taste. It's like
it's
a YouTuber. Maybe I could work with that. I could work with a vlogger, depending on how they act. Those boys. It's like three of them. I want to say they're brothers or something. I forget their names, but the kids put me on to him.
They're young, or they're like our age? Not that they're not young, because we're obviously still young.
No, they're young, but they've been, they're like in their 20s probably. Rich as fuck. They're very popular, but they just do like wild, dumb shit all day. That would irritate me. I'm old. Grow the fuck up. I can't deal with that. Like, because I feel like a lot of times people... Sometimes you're totally different than your online persona.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's one thing. But if this how you act and you just a big ass kid running around pouring slime on your brother's head and shit, I don't like that. And then I think it kind of depends on how they approach stuff. Mm-hmm. Because a bigger deal for me is an overshare. And that's what I had added. Like, could you date an overshare? Because some people just share too fucking much. And y'all
what
probably
is,
feel that
what
way.
What is about... an example of sharing too much to
okay.
you?
So I feel like if a person is always on Instagram, per se, that's my fave. You're always on Instagram making these videos, sitting in your car. This is only for men. Sorry, I'm judging you.
There's double standards in the world.
Mm-hmm. You're just always complaining about something or talking about everything and trying to give advice. Like a Derek Jackson. Those types, can't stand them.
Shout out, we had him on the show.
Yeah, fuck him. But anyway, I don't like stuff like that. And I feel like you put everything on the internet. You're posting all day long. I get why people do it, and that's fine. Good luck to you. I hope that you make some money from it. I hope that you get what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to date somebody like that, because what I don't like is when we're in person and me and you are together, I want you to be present. Like, if you need me to help you with some stuff, if you want to do a video or something together, we can do that. I went on a date with a guy, and he was really into, like, the YouTube couples and their channels. And he
the
was
only YouTube couple
it.
That I follow is Slim and Love and Slim. I really do love them. I just subscribe to be a subscriber. I don't watch all the videos. Because honestly, I be looking at stuff like, this shit is boring. But I do like them. I like their relationship.
Yeah. So he's really into that. And he was asking me, like, what I thought about it. I was like, well, I've seen a couple of people here and there. But I don't watch stuff like that. Typically, I usually just watch the girls who are living the life that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Who are doing the things, offer some tips, show cute stuff, fun stuff to do, hanging out with their girlfriends. Mm-hmm. It's like my life, but theirs is like way better. So I like to watch them mm-hmm. and people who live places that I either live or want to live. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what I like. So he's like, yeah, I was thinking like I could do something like that. And I was like, are you trying to solicit me to be your internet girlfriend? And you want to make all these videos. And he kept talking about, like, equipment that he needed to buy. And I was like, oh, hell no.
Now,
I'm not fucking with this. And
if
he always wants to talk about the podcast.
You, I need you to already be in it. I don't want to get with you and now you trying to be a
Yeah,
TikTok
and then it's
famous.
Like, and then I would even feel better if it was my idea. Like, if we were dating and we were in it, and then I had to, like, convince you to be like, listen, the people, I done let it slip. I got a man. They're interested. Maybe we should start a channel. Something like that. I would feel better about it. But we're just going on dates. It's not even serious. And you're already trying to warm me up to the idea of doing, like, YouTube. You just want to pop. And yeah. You're not about to ride my coattails. I need somebody's coattails to ride. The fuck? Like, no.
Buckle up, bitch.
So, yeah, no. Like, the social media famous people, it's a fine line. I think it depends on what they're famous for and how they act. But a lot of them who are dancing all day, I do find them corny. And I'm sorry to you guys. Keep doing your stuff. I'm proud of you for making your money. Mm-hmm. Like, keep being creative.
It's no disrespect.
I just don't
want to
suck
no
your
shade.
Dick. Yeah.
For me, here's what I need you to be... I like when people do things like what we do and you're different. When you meet, like, I need there to be two separate yous. Like how you said, like, if you do
like
the goofy
the stage
shit.
You, there's the on stage you and then the regular
right.
You.
There's you have your stage name. There's Medina Monroe. And then there's Dean. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It's not like,
yeah,
the people
Kiki
that
is not the same as Kiara.
It ain't it. The people that.
And I don't like, if we're fucking.
Oh, my whole heart.
I thought I was going
to
drop.
My life,
it.
I had to fight.
Okay, because this shit was right. Like, hold on.
That was scary, child.
I got the hands quick today. Imagine, ooh.
You can't be breaking Apple products because they're going to be like,
okay.
Buy a whole new one.
Okay, it's $3 million.
And there you go on that.
Anyway, what was I saying?
We were talking about there's the stage name
yes.
And then there's the real
so
you.
So, like, if I'm dating somebody and you constantly call me Kiki, I feel like you like Instagram Kiki. You like cocktails Kiki. That's me too. But, like, that's a different version.
Mm-hmm.
When you really talk to me and get to know me, it's not, I'm not going to be on all the time, just to be totally honest.
Y'all, she really not.
I'm not. It's like lights,
neither.
Camera, action.
Yeah.
Other times, I want to talk about serious things. Sometimes I'll crack jokes. Other times, it's like, I don't want to be the one at the table having to lead the conversation all the time. I don't want to be in charge at all with the men.
With the men. No, I feel you on that. It's, mm-hmm. it's, it is. Like, I like there to
oh,
be.
Oh, you're definitely different.
Definitely different.
And it's, her voice even changes.
My voice even be changing. And it's funny because it's not fake. It's just there's a time and a place. I'm never going to sit like at somebody's family dinner table and be talking about sucking dick. Like there's a, you know what I mean? There's like a time when people try to turn it on and be like, remember, this kind of happened at one of the.
Pull me aside.
This happened at one of the Paradise and Vibes. And it was. I was personally like, I am very respectful of elders, children. Y'all know I cuss a lot and I say nigga a lot. In my real life around my family, that's not going on. If I come around your family, I'm not saying nigga. Don't believe me, just watch. Like we're not talking like that. With babies around and parents around, like even if you're like, I cuss in front of my mom, I'm not cussing in front of your mama because like I have this respect for elderly people. And I just don't move like that. But it is different. I like to see when you meet people that are famous in any way and they do have like some cutoffs. Like that's not me all the time. I like that. I don't want you to be totally different. Like sometimes I look at the inspirational people and I'm like, are you applying this to your life? Now that's different. When you're one of these inspiring people, I'm like I'd be following Gary Vee and sometimes I got to put that nigga on mute. Cause I'd be like,
he gets on my nerves.
Every time I say this, people are like, what?
Motivational speakers.
Because I be looking at niggas like, it's like, I tell my friends this, the ones that are super zen and into the zen shit. But as soon as some turmoil breaks out in your life, you're not even following what you be sending us. Stop. I don't like that. Like, say.
Yeah, because you got loud and mad on that one.
Like, what happened to the crystals? And what happened to take a deep breath when stuff goes awry and stuff isn't right? What happened to you? Why don't you embrace what you telling us to embrace?
I don't really hang out with people like that. So.
I do. And I love y'all. I do. I know they listen to the show. I love y'all. But...
Not like people who are like on the internet doing it. I know some people like that. I understand your sentiments. I totally do. Mm-hmm. But I think they be taking them crystals and throwing it at shit. Okay? And then I think that they be like, all right, I was trying to be on the light side, but now let me look in my little witchcraft book and see what the fuck I can do on the dark because y'all got me fucked all the way up. But you know, that's life. That's people.
That's life. Yeah, that's people.
But I think it's also important when you are like on the internet doing stuff or on TV or the radio or music or whatever, you kind of need to have.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Something different. Mm-hmm. Not totally different, but something different to kind of protect your own feelings because sometimes it gets hard too with like criticism and people think they are.
Somebody told me I look like Arthur.
I don't even want to say what they told me I look like, but I'm like, y'all bitches are rude. What the fuck?
I was really like mad because I looked up the picture that she sent me. It was like when my hair's in a bun, and I did look like Arthur. And I was like, fuck you.
When did you look like Arthur?
I gotta show you.
Okay.
Because I did kind of look like him.
When people be talking about how we look, I just really want to slap them in their fucking face and cut their big toenail off.
Ooh, like the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like a little Lay's potato chip.
Mm-hmm. Cut it off, like with a good knife. And just let it bleed.
Like, I can honestly say I have never gotten on somebody in somebody's DMs and like tore them down.
I don't do that.
I might think some things, but I would never.
It's like, why would you tell me that, bitch? Fuck you. But my point is, because there's so much that happens when you have this persona and you're out there or you're putting yourself out there, I think that it's easier, or at least I find it easier, that when I'm at home and I'm just reflecting on my day, my week, my month, my life, I know, okay, well, they're attacking this character, and it gives me some sort of comfort to know they really don't know all of me. Like, they're passing these judgments on who they think I am, but you only get the character that I put on the show, which is a small portion of who I really am. Mm-hmm. And I know me, and I know, well, that's not all it is. Or maybe you misunderstood something. I just got to work on being able to articulate myself better. But other than that, like, fuck you, bitch. Mm. Yep. So it's important to just have two of you when you do stuff like that. But I don't want neither one of them internet people for real. Yeah. I really want a man who is okay with playing the backseat.
Kiki,
I want you to be a boss,
you.
But like not a famous boss. Like I want you to be like, I'm just out here trying to get my money and take my girl Instagram pictures. Okay.
And
bend down and take them. Like you mean it.
Love that you said that because it I want to deal with somebody who's not trying to be in the limelight. I don't want no aspiring rapper. I don't want no aspiring actor. I don't want to, you trying to start a podcast. No, there's no shade. I just don't want to be in the same.
It can't be two of us. It just can't be.
Someone's going to be more popping at some point. Someone's going to get jealous. That's a natural feeling. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. If y'all aren't on the same, like, team almost. So it's like, I want someone who's doing something totally different. You're not even interested in this, but you support me and I'll support you. It made me think about when you added on here, building your team up. It's funny because with the dates with Dean, I need a team, right?
I meant my team of niggas, not business team. In reference to me collecting my man.
Okay, we go building up a business team.
What?
I'm applying this to that because I don't like working with people who you also want to be the star. It's almost like
You
can't do it
because we already got that here. That's it.
it doesn't work because we're gonna have a conflict. I like working with people that you know you're not on the camera. This is not your shit, it's mine.
Mm-hmm.
And it just needs to be like, I like working with people that just know that. And it's like not now. Say I'm gonna have to deal with you one day being like, do you think we could change the name to Dates with Us? Since like I went, and it's like, but that's not what this is. But yes, building up your team of niggas is very important. In one of my group chats, they said, what are you leaving behind in 2021? And I'm not going to lie, I said these niggas. But we all know, that I am lying. But, like, I did say I was going to leave these niggas alone in 2022 for a minute.
Okay, what's the truth? Because we just skipped a lot.
I'm going to leave most of them behind, but bring one with me into 2022.
Oh, I wonder who that would be. I ain't leaving shit behind. Well, I am leaving some things behind. But not my new recruits. Mm. Well, except for one. Because when I told him about my tragedy, he was not offering any help, so I blocked his number. I said, you know what?
How many teammates do you have?
I don't know. Let me think about that. I'll tell y'all next week.
I
don't know if they made the team. It's drafting season. I know cuffing season started a long time ago, whatever. These niggas missed the boat, or they weren't interested, or whatever. I don't care. I have my favorites. I have, you know, I'm trying to build my team up in a different way. I'm trying to approach it like, let me not get everybody who's doing the same thing and then eliminate the ones who aren't doing as well as somebody else and pick the favorite from that way. Like, let's just date. And, okay, this man is good for this. This man is good for this. And let's just do it like that. And also, let's spread them out across the continental U.S.
Oh, and the races? Spread them out?
What about the races?
Are we going to try some other races?
No.
Okay.
I mean, from what I've recruited, no, I haven't had any other races. Am I totally opposed to it? No, but like, that wasn't even a thought.
I'm going on a date tonight with a man from Serbia. He can barely speak English, and I hope I don't get kidnapped.
You know...
I'm actually very nervous, but he's so cute.
Where was I at? I was at Mary's in Houston. I love Mary's, y'all. I be seeing the girls at Mary's. They be like, Kiki, you told me to come here. Yeah, girl.
I love
that. It's cool, and it's cheap.
Mary's?
Like, the hookah is cheap. They got hookah, but it's a Lebanese restaurant. So they have certain areas where you can smoke hookah. Kind of like the new Devon. You know Devon got a new Devon?
Devon got a new Devon. Is it still in the same Devon?
Mm-hmm. It's in Midtown. It's 5 levels.
But is the old Devon still open, or they closed that down?
Oh, I don't know. It might be closed, because the new one is open.
5 levels?
5 levels. So the first level is like food only. They have like food only levels, but then you have to go up to like the second or third floor to be able to smoke hookah and have food. So I guess like everybody doesn't have to be subjected to the smoke.
Well, you know, and they needed to do that, because at the OG Devon's, it'd be so packed, and every time you walk in you feel like the floor about to break. Like, it's just always
it's
people
creepy.
Up in there.
It's a lot. So anyway, so I was at Mary's, and these men walked in. Now, the people from, like, the Middle East, I've always been attracted to them. I've been in love since Aladdin.
They have nice features. Like, the features on Middle Eastern men and women,
mm-hmm.
it just be good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Them lashes be on point and they're real.
And,
them
like,
brows be nice and furry.
And you know who else? The South Asian men, too. So, like, India and stuff. I think it's the color.
Shout out to C!
Ah! Yes, because I don't know what it is. I think it's the good brows. I'm a sucker for a good brow. Mm-hmm. Maybe having good eyebrows.
It's strong
noses. I have that. I don't really like mine, but I like it on a man. It just looks
like... Do you like Jay-Z's strong nose?
No.
I do.
I meant like the hump part.
Oh.
In the middle, not the nostril part. But I mean, you know what? I used to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? But as I've gotten older and softening up, and I look at Jay-Z, sometimes I don't like his hair. at all. But I'm seeing kind of, okay, I see what Beyonce's seeing. Because sometimes I'll be looking at other men, I'm like, yeah, I just had to grow up.
Yeah. Yeah, he has a very, like, strong look.
Yeah, so anyway, you got to get different types of guys, and I'm trying to get them in different locations so I can really enjoy dating more. Because I was talking to a friend, and she was talking to me about, like, what this a mutual friend said about why he hasn't settled down. It's a guy. And he was like, honestly, I want to get married. I want to have children. I want that. But it's just very conflicting because I know that I'm on top of my shit. I know that women find me attractive. And, like, I got options. Mm-hmm. And I want to explore them. So I said, why the fuck am I always trying to settle down? Like,
it's a woman thing.
Too. It's the same thing.
It's a woman thing.
Because we be getting old. Yeah, that's why. But I said, you know what? I'm going to try and enjoy it. The men keep telling me, stop calling yourself old. You're not old. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess we'll just reconvene at 50 when we are old and see what it's talking about. We're going to have a good time.
It is so hard for me not to want a relationship.
I mean, I want it, yeah, but I'm really just trying to speak it, think it. I got to put it everywhere. I'm about to write sticky notes in the house and just remind myself, like, enjoy dating somebody different because the way you've been approaching it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And let me tell you what else doesn't work. I did something so embarrassing yesterday.
Let's hear about it. Please tell me more.
I was about to tell you, but I don't know what got us off track. I was out drinking with Mandy and wasn't drunk.
Oh, you said you were going to tell me and wait.
Okay. Well, I wasn't drunk, but it was like that. We have a high tolerance for alcohol, let's be honest. Like, yeah. The years of us drinking and doing this show, like, like a shot or two and, like, two mixed drinks, I'm not drunk. Now, I am feeling it, but I'm not drunk. I still know what's happening. Me and my friend Jamal, who is my friend, and at first I wasn't going to bring it up, but I am going to bring it up because I made the shit weird with him, and I was like, fuck, now we're not going to be friends no more. It was some weird shit like that. And so we had somebody hit me up that knows my brother and was like, hey, my little brother just moved into town. He made it seem like he was a fan of me and Jamal's. So I was all excited. I'm like, oh, he really fucked with Jamal. And I'm on the surprise, like, anyways, so I hit up Jamal like, hey, there's a fan that would like to meet us. And I put together what we were going to do. We're going to pop up. We're going to surprise him. Are you cool with that? He was like, yeah, let's do it. I was like, okay, can you bring some of your merch? Let's just like make it a thing. It'll be really cool. It was really cool. So we met in Ponce City Market and I had already been drinking with Mandy. We get there. We went to Monero.
Oh, I love Monero.
I love Monero.
Get the wings and they shake them up.
They shake them up.
And they grill them. They're not fried.
But check your teeth afterwards because you won't have the black if you have some gaps. I got little gaps and they be stuck in there.
Mm-hmm. Have you a little traveling
floss. They are
really
good, yeah. I love us.
I love them damn wings. I want some now.
They are really good.
I'm hungry.
So we go, and at the end, Jamal doesn't drink. But Christian, the guy who we were doing this for his little brother, he was like, I want to get everybody a shot. Am I going to turn down a shot for real?
No.
Like, I'm taking it.
That's like against our religion.
Like, bitch, what? I am a Spartan. I drink. And so we take the shot. Jamal gives me his shot because he doesn't drink. And I'm good. I had a margarita and I spaced out the drinking, I thought. But I kind of got like a little flirty, right? Like, you know how we can get. You know how I can get.
Right.
Y'all have seen it here on Cocktails. I get flirty. That's just like me. And like, he never really experienced that side of me because that's not what we be on wherever we're together. It's always on some nigga shit. When I hang out with Jamal, I feel like one of the niggas. I've never had a group of guy friends where I really feel like one of the niggas. Don't nobody be trying me. They don't give a fuck that I'm there. They're talking about women. They're not even treating me like a woman. Like, yeah, he'll have tampons at his house, but he's just like, I know they just be over here all the time. Y'all got periods. Cool. So like, we're like laughing and I'm like,
I can picture this. Y'all, if you see this in action, this is a very toned down version. When she is in action, it's like
an animal in its place.
You just have to watch this. It's like, well, hold on. Let's make sure it doesn't go too far.
I feel the most comfortable when I'm flirting and I've been working on it because you can't do that. And so, but Jamal is cool. He's used to working with women and he flirts a lot. So sometimes we flirt, but we don't like each other, right? So we're walking back to his place, and I just like blurt out, like, have you ever like thought about us?
Damn it! That is, I am dying for
I
you.
I am actually done with the story. Like, have you ever woke up so embarrassed that you don't even want to get out of bed? That's how I made shit so fucking weird.
I did that before.
Bro, and he goes, no. And we're like, because I'm just like thinking, like, surely you have, like,
to add insult to injury,
bro. So then I was like, oh my gosh, I don't even know why I did that. And I'm saying my thoughts out loud. Oh my gosh, I don't know why I did this. I'm so sorry. This is so weird now. And I get in my car and I drive away.
What?
It was really fucking weird because then I was like, why would you do this? I call my sister. I call my mom. Why would I do this? Jamal's my friend. I don't even like him.
Yeah.
So then we did speak today. He called me right before you got here because I called him this morning and he didn't pick up and he didn't call me back. And I was like, fuck, we're not even friends no more. That nigga called me back. That's how I know. Men and women just move differently. He was like, I'm not even thinking about it. Why are you still thinking? He was like, no, I knew you were drunk. And I was like, because I kept saying I wasn't drunk. He's like, bitch, you was drunk.
You know what? But this is the thing, though. Not saying that this is what happened with you, but sometimes they be saying that to us, but they really be talking shit about us in their group chats, amongst their group their friends when they're not there.
And
because
he probably
did. I have been there listening when I was with the niggas and I was one of the niggas. And I'm just like, wow, that's how you do us. I'm reflecting on my life. Key, you okay? No, I'm not okay because I'm reflecting on my life because I hear how y'all are talking about these bitches and like, damn, somebody's talking about me right now because I did some shit last night.
He probably told somebody that I did that because it has always been this underlying. Do Medina and Jamal like each other? And it really is a no. It is a no, I think.
Yeah, I don't think you like him. I didn't get that.
Mm-mm. Right? Okay, yeah, I'm like, I don't like him. My mom was like, well,
I think you were just flirting.
I think I was just flirting.
And so when you be drunk, it's just like you want somebody to like you.
Right.
Whoever the man is, they need to like you at that time. I understand.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I was glad that we understood. And it was, I was like, okay, so we're cool. You realize I don't like you. And I really was just drunk. He was like, I realize it. And I was like, okay.
That's a scene off of Insecure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a scene.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully it continues to move on the up and up.
On the friend level.
Yes. And on that note, we are going to move on to Indecisive Diane.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey ladies, it's Indecisive Diane. I hope your dating lives, for the ladies and the gentlemen, are going phenomenal. But since people lack creativity in dating, probably not. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to think about a great first date you've ever had. Recreate it, but add your touch on it, whether it's with the same bae or a new one. Get creative with your dates. Bye.
All right, and we are back from Indecisive Diane, and it's time for the advice. But before we go to the advice, we want to remind you guys, we love getting advice letters from you guys. But sometimes, you know, you need a little bit more help. It's not something mm-hmm. trivial. It's like an ongoing thing.
It might not be for the group chat. You might be dealing with some heavy situations or light situations that you just don't know how to navigate through.
And you can't wait for us to answer your email.
Right, because sometimes we read it's it a late long time. And you probably already made the bad decision. Mm-hmm. But with Talkspace, you basically have access to a therapist 24/7. They're in your pocket. You have an issue, you can text, you can call, you can email.
Yep, you can have a video conference if you still want to see somebody's face. Mm-hmm. And it just works out well. They can help you through a lot of things. The holidays have been hard. Maybe some shit happened.
Maybe somebody sent you their Christmas list and you're like, I don't have money like this. Mm-hmm. My brother sent me his Christmas list for, there is a pair of running leggings for $300.
The fuck do they do?
What do they do? I'm like, Mom, do y'all, who's getting
him these?
Are they
self-warming?
There's something, everything on his list is not below 200. That's stressful. The holidays can be very stressful for some people.
The holidays can be stressful. The new year can be stressful. Mm-hmm. I've been talking to a lot of friends who have been getting laid off because people are starting to lay people off, looking for jobs, just making a lot of transitions, or just, it's the beginning of the year, so people start to like reflect on their life and what they want, and they're making positive changes. Mm-hmm. I think that therapy is something that you really need to put in your budget because it really does help, no matter how big or small the issue is, or just sometimes, you know, you feel uncomfortable or you might be venting to your friends all the time. You feel like, I don't want to do that no more. Use Talkspace. You can use Talkspace. If you go to Talkspace.com/cocktails, you can use the code cocktails. You will get $100 off your first month of therapy. And it's just really helpful. And I highly suggest everybody needs to find a therapist. And this is a good like entry level thing because it makes it easier so you don't have to go into mm-hmm. an office. Obviously, the person is tech savvy. I feel like that makes a difference. Right. And when you feel like you can relate to the therapist and they're not from 100 years ago.
Right. And there are several different therapists to choose from. Mm-hmm. I also think that this is, look at therapy like a gift to yourself. Sometimes when people say, oh, I don't have time or oh, I don't have the money. But you had the money for that hookah. You had the money for them shots of Casamigos. You had the money for that Fashion Nova order. You had the money for them Louboutins. Like, this is something that's a real gift to yourself that's going to help you grow, help you navigate.
Forever.
Yeah, forever. Help you learn how to navigate when times get hard or you step into some money and things are great and maybe you have fake friends around you. These are the moments that...
Because it does happen.
It does happen. And people be like, I thought you was my friend. Losing friends is hard. And like, there have been times that I wish I had
somebody.
Yeah. So like, there are just moments that I wished that Talkspace was around before it was around that to help you navigate some problems that you didn't see coming. So look at it like a gift to yourself. Trick off on yourself through therapy and let the niggas trick off on the material shit.
Yeah. All right, so on that note, we'll actually get into our actual advice letter. So this one says, hey, Kiki and Medina, first off, I want to say that I absolutely love you two and the show.
Thank you.
I found y'all at the beginning of this year, and I've been hooked ever since. You guys are like my big sisters in my head, and listening to y'all has made me so much more confident in my sexuality. So thank you for that. Good, girl. Now, I'm writing to y'all because I have a little bit of a dilemma. I'm 23 years old, and for the past year or so, I've been sexually involved with a man 12 years older than me. Let's just call him Justin.
Hey, Justin.
It started off as a sneaky link kind of thing, but he's become one of my best friends. We genuinely enjoy each other's company and have had a good time no matter what we're doing. On top of all that, the sex is bomb. We knew that. That's why he wrote the email in.
What's it
open? Hands down, the best I've had in my life. I've never been with a man who enjoys giving more than receiving. He's all about my pleasure and getting me to orgasm over and over and over.
See, that's why it's fun fucking with an old nigga. They hit you in a different way. Because they know better.
And that nigga not even old. He our age.
Oh.
Is she 23? Well, he older 35.
Than her.
You
know, like, he know more than her.
Yeah, it's like, you grew up. All right. Over and over until I inevitably tap out. Anyway, I remember this one. This is funny. Okay. Justin is biracial. I lost my space.
I love when
Justin
the mamas is biracial, be
black mother, Asian father, but extremely fair, like white passing in the wintertime fair because he's so pale. He gets visibly red at times, and I mean bright red, all over his body, even his feet. The first time I saw it happen, I was caught off guard and asked if he was okay. He told me that when his body gets hot, he turns red like that. And it's been happening his whole life.
Your feet, though, nigga? You got rosacea?
Nah, something else. Okay, he even showed me pictures of him as a child, beet red. Since his body being hot is what causes it, it happens pretty often during sex. You know it be getting high and heavy. Mm-hmm. Now, I know y'all are probably wondering what the hell the problem is, and I'll tell you. Ever since I was a little girl, I've been disgusted with the sight of someone turning red. It literally makes my skin crawl. I have no idea why, but it's always grossed me out. I've only been with dark-skinned men, so it hasn't been an issue till now. The sex will be hitting on a whole nother level. And then I'll catch a glimpse of how red he is and start feeling itchy. Please don't judge me. I know it's irrational and maybe even petty, but I can't help it. I haven't told him any of this because I don't want him to make me feel bad. I don't want him to make me feel bad over something that he has no control over. What should I do? Dropping him is out of the question because the way he makes my body feel is out of this world. Plus, I really like him. How can I get over this? I need help. Thanks in advance. Grossed out but turned on. Palm face.
Well, you know,
face palm.
How can you get over this? Because you're not going to not be with him. My mind immediately went to, you can add in some pretty fun sex games with something like this. I remember one time I had sex with a nigga and I put headphones on his head and I was the DJ basically. But what I'm saying is you can do that and put a blindfold have him do it to you. Or maybe you put the headphones on his ears. Well, no, that wouldn't work. You ask him to blindfold you and go through like a... Have you ever been to Dining in the Dark?
It's but I want to go.
It's a really fun experience. It's a little ratchet. Like, there are some holes they need to fill because there are some things they just don't have together. But the whole experience in general, it's a really great idea. It's cool. It's fun. You have to feel around for your food. You don't know what you're eating. It's fun. I like a blindfold during sex. I think maybe you should start having, like, a blindfold and have him put it on.
So just don't look at him.
Because she's saying she feels itchy. That itchy feeling, when you start feeling itchy, it don't stop. So, like, I get it. I'm someone who, like, I'm prone to hives. So, like, when something does make me start to itch, it's going everywhere, bro. So maybe just start to be like, baby, I really want to start to, like, learn your body without, like, seeing it. And put the blindfold on and make it sexy, because how else, unless you got a very black ass, dark ass room, but it don't seem like
that's
you have
what I
that.
Was gonna suggest. I was gonna be like, baby, turn the lights off. Like, honestly, when you have the skin, I feel for him, because there's nothing he can do. It's his skin. Like, some people get pale, some people get very flushed.
Can y'all put the air on 61? That's what I do. I make it real cold in the room because I don't like being hot.
And then freeze your AC?
Well, you put it back up when he leaves. Like, I don't like being hot when I'm having sex. I refuse. I'm not about to be dripping sweat in my eyelashes.
What you gonna do in the summertime, sis? Because when he gets hot, he's gonna turn red. I think you have to see a hypnotist. I don't think it's any quick fix. It'll happen to fix during the wintertime for sex, but, like, I know some good products.
Does he have some inflammation issues? Because you shouldn't be turning beet red.
But some people, I forget what it's called, but some people do get extremely flush when they drink. It doesn't even have to be a lot. Like, you don't have to be drunk. And it's very popular amongst Asian people, and he is half Asian.
Maybe he need to eat more vegetables. Like, could it be could it be an inflammation thing?
I mean, yeah, he's inflamed, but it's like, he's not probably going to stop drinking.
He probably not.
You know,
sounds like it's going to be something where
when you get hot, maybe ask him, do you want to go to a Palm Beach tan?
Oh, that's actually a good...
Because it's not makeup, but it's makeup.
And it would tint him a
little. Because you can't change your skin, but it will tint you. I'm telling you. You could do that, or there are some products... Girl, DM me. I'll send you a list of products that you
can use. Some tinted moisturizer. And maybe you rub him down.
Well, that is makeup. But he could get...
Before he all fuck.
But, like, when he takes a shower, it's going to come off. He needs something more permanent, like when you do, like, self-tan.
That is actually a good idea.
He might need to do that. Self-tan is safe. Like, if he goes and lays at Palm Beach tan with the UV and stuff, he might get some melanoma or something. But he can just put these products on. They work really great. I have personally tried them, and they work well. So it might, like, disguise the paleness. But sis, you got to get over it, for
real.
You
do. That's what it comes to. You do, or you are going to have to get over it.
Because this is petty. Like, he pink, so you mad. Like, you knew that.
He light skin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next one says, hey, Kiki and Medina, I want to first say I love the show. Then make sure you're reposting it and dropping the link in your group chats. I started listening during the middle of the pandemic and was staying up till 4 in the morning laughing at y'all's old podcast episodes on YouTube. But your girl needs some advice. I'm 22, about to be 23 in March, and I haven't had sex since I was probably like 19. And it was a total of 3 times. Niggas approach me when I'm out, and I talk to niggas, but I'm nervous that my lack of sexual experience will scare them away. I pull away before it gets that far anyway, because I don't want them to think I can throw it back when I can't. Yes, you can, sis. And I'll teach you, because I used to not be able to throw it back. It's actually very simple. I'm graduating in May, and I will be moving to New York City, and I'm thinking I will live like Samantha. But unlike Samantha, I don't know how to fuck. I honestly feel like the reason I haven't had sex is because I feel I need a deep emotional connection. But these niggas are not worth getting my hopes up for. Do you guys think my lack of sexual experience doesn't matter? Or what are some ways I could get myself out there? Sincerely, a girl that wants to pop her pussy selectively.
I'm a little confused. So does her lack of experience matter? But she says she don't know what she's doing. Yes, it matters. It's not going to matter to a man how many people you slept with, how many times you had sex, if the performance is good. But
your lack of experience doesn't mean that your performance would be bad. Because I will say, when I first started having sex, I thought I wasn't good, but I was really good at it. It was kind of like I was in my mind a lot, and I would just try certain things. Like the ass throwing, for instance. You're so in your mind about the ass throwing that you're
How
not—
How are you throwing ass?
It's just a, I just like toot it. Like it's not like a, you're,
I need
you're
an example. What do you mean you just toot it?
Okay. You're not, when I used to think you're throwing ass, I just think you actually had to be like on the dick. And that's not, oh, we have the YouTube videos for this one because I needed y'all to see that. That's actually not what you have to do. It's actually like you need to just get the flabby part of your ass in a motion of a jiggle, and then you naturally, it's really in your thighs, bro. And it's easy. Once you get the TikTok down, you got it. It's like, I remember for the longest, I'd be like, why is the rhythm off?
You just
and
have
it was
to move.
I was doing too much with my back and my shoulders.
You were trying to use the muscles. You got to use the fat.
You have
the
to use the fat.
The fat is what's going to jiggle and give it that shape.
And it just naturally gets the motion, and then he gets the motion, and that is so easy. You can do it texting, you can do it on the phone with your mama. You could there's been times I had to pick up the phone real quick and I'm still just throwing
Why
my
are
ass.
You fucking?
Yeah. You
with
never
your
had
mother?
Yeah.
I decline that bitch all the time.
Because my mom will keep calling. Mecca has already called 10
times.
She will,
and I throw that phone.
I won't. I'll
Baby,
just pick
I
it up
am
real
sucking
quick.
Dick and getting riding dick right now. I'm not talking to you.
So her
you
question.
You don't want nothing?
She said, do you guys think my lack of sexual experience doesn't matter? I personally think it doesn't matter. I don't think you have to have all this sexual experience to be good at sex. Like,
it's
just,
not like you need 120 credit hours.
You need confidence. Yeah. That's what you need. Bitch, practice on a friend. Ask your girl.
On a pillow.
On a pillow. Ask your girlfriends, like, do I look weird doing this? If you just need someone to tell you, because I am an appearance person. Does this look weird, or am I just in my mind too much? And most of the time, you're in your mind too much. That nigga don't even care. Niggas are so different from us.
And he probably took his contacts out already. He can't see.
Yeah.
Niggas don't be seeing.
And then do a Kegel. When you feel like you start to maybe look weird or a little ugly while you fucking, or you sweating a lot, your hair got puffy, just do a Kegel. The nigga forgets everything. It feels really good.
Or you could eat his ass and then he can't see shit going on with your head.
Lick that nigga's booty. That's the,
and
that's
he's going to have other things to think about. I mean, he might not like it, but he going to be thinking about some other, either way, he going to be thinking about something else and switch the shit up.
Yeah. So,
you'll be fine, girl.
Bitch, just be confident. Just be confident and just remember, like, when you go in a fucking nigga, maybe just play an episode of Cocktails to get your confidence up, because I'm pretty sure you got it. You probably a bad bitch.
Oh, you know what you could do? If we ever said something on the show that you wanted to try, be like, oh, I was listening to this podcast, blame it on us, girl.
Yeah, blame
and
it
they
on
said
us.
I should try this, can I try it on you? And he gonna be ready. His dick's gonna get hard, I bet.
He's gonna be, there's not much that a nigga's gonna turn away. Like, no, I don't actually don't,
because you're already fucking him.
Yeah, like, try the things. You're 22, I think that's what you said. Have your best sex life, bro. But you can't have your best sex life if you don't try certain things. Because let me tell you something. It takes a real nigga to bust out some trick moves on you. A lot of men don't do that. They are waiting on you to do it. So just do it. He's gonna like it. He's gonna like it. Me and Kiki just sat here and told you how we tried to get the rent paid move and it didn't work out. He still liked it. My nigga did. He was like, it was still felt good as I was maneuvering on his dick and trying to like lean back. I ain't get it right, but the nigga was like, well, this feel good though. Stay right there real quick. Bend your head down.
I just had a flashback. Yeah, good luck, sis.
Good luck. Tell us how it goes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now we're gonna move on to the cocktails. Mm. All right, guys, before we get into the cocktails, we just wanna remind you that you need to go to dameproducts.com. And get your damn products.
Get your damn products, because here's the thing. Some of these men that y'all are dealing with don't know how to eat pussy, but let me tell you something about a toy.
What a tragedy.
Oh, the toys know how to just get it right. Whether you want to incorporate it with the good dick, the bad dick, and the in-betweens.
No dicks, yeah.
No dick. These damn products have become a part of my daily routine, nightly routine.
Let me tell you something. When I got to Houston and I realized I did not pack any of my sex toys, I was like, how fast is the shipping? And how do you ship something to a hotel? Because, bitch, I was sick. So, luckily somebody, well, I'll tell you about it later.
How the packaging is discreet.
It is.
It's this little face on this, like, but you're like, what is it? Yeah, it's a sex toy.
It's just a little smiley face. It just looks like you probably needed some vitamins.
Yeah.
But if you are still, for whatever reason, new to sex toys, you can go to dameproducts.com. You can take the quiz, and they have recommendations for you. That, like she said, the packaging is discreet. The the actual toys, they look very sleek.
Yeah, they're light. Nice. I have color. Carpal tunnel. I don't like when the toy is very heavy on my wrist.
I don't like that either. And it's also like, I don't need all that weight down there. Like, let's relax. I just want the vibrations. I want the vibes. And they are chargeable. You're not having to run to Walmart at 3 a.m. to buy batteries. Nobody has time for that.
And they charge very fast. So you're also not having to like sit there and wait like, God damn, I didn't charge it. It's getting the put it on the charger, get in the shower, you're good when you get out.
I used it on the charger one time.
God damn.
I couldn't wait. I was horny. No patience at all. Stressed. No patience. Like, I couldn't wait 20 minutes, bitch. I wanted it now. But it still works on the charger. So FYI, if you got a plug by your bed.
And FYI, we have a discount code for you. So you go to dameproducts.com, use code COCKTAILS, COCKTAILES, for 10% off. And thank us later. For that nut you about to bust or squirt. I can't squirt, but I'll be busting. I don't be putting the vibrator on Lieutenant Bay's ball sack. He fucking loves it. It's to the point where he'd be like, you got the dang product? And I'd be like,
I told you.
Hey.
You gotta bring it down south. You gotta bring it
right
on
in that
around.
Little gooch area.
Yeah.
That nigga be screaming. Okay. Y'all better try it out.
Let me tell you, this man was like, you know what I like. I said, I know. I'm about to get down there. Give me 3 seconds. 3 seconds. I'm working my way down. I'm working my way down. All right.
Working my way downtown.
Exactly. I love it here. Anyway, all right. You want me to go first or you want to go
you
first?
You go first. But if you ain't got a buck, I won't cover. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Run a double piece of stuff. Back to the point, is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably see the stats in your face. Turn around. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe, 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 was a hoe, 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 was a hoe. All right, let me tell y'all. So I met this guy one night, right? So everything was cool. I mean, I was drunk. So I was making bad decisions, you know. And that's what you do when you be drunk. So anyway, I go home with this guy one night, right? Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys that I met that I recruited to my team, I thought about it because he's an engineer and he makes sex toys. So this particular guy, he takes me back to his hotel. He thought I was going to fuck him. He was wrong. I was sobering up and I was just like, you are not cute and you're really just a replacement for somebody else. Like, this just isn't going to happen. But like, I am horny. I just don't want to fuck you. So he was like, well, can I play with your pussy or watch you play with it?
Ooh, and I like that type of talk.
Well, sure. So he was like, I got something that I want to use on you. So I was like, as long as it's not your dick, like, we're good. So he says, okay. So he goes and gets something. It's dark, so I don't see anything that's going on. So he comes up to the bed and he like gets under the covers from like the end of the bed. So he just crawls up underneath and he puts this contraption on my pussy. And I was like, ah, like this hurts. Like this is a very strong, like I've never felt a vibrator this powerful. It feels like something else. So I was like, So I had moved like, no, like you need to move this. Where are the buttons? You need to turn this down. Like this is too much. And I like a strong vibration, but that was too much. Like it felt like somebody was punching me in my pussy.
Oh my God.
Let me tell y'all, I whipped them covers back. Do y'all know that nigga had one of those damn, them guns for your muscles? Like when you're sore from the gym? And I said, are you fucking kidding me? You just tried to kill my clit. Boy, fuck you. And I got my shit and I left. And I was like, this is a scene out of a show. Because who the fuck would think that something that is supposed to knock the nuts out of your back is supposed to be on my precious clit? I'm using this shit tomorrow, bitch. What the fuck? So I was hot. So I got my things. And I left. And I blocked him. I left to block.
You blocked that nigga?
God, you tried to kill my clit. You know how bad I need that. You know how bad I need that. Like, why would you put a gun to my pussy? I don't care if it was a muscle gun. This is not a muscle. This is a nerve ending. That shit couldn't go in there. And he was trying to explain himself. And I'm like, fuck you. And you should be arrested. You need to be in jail. That's my cocktail.
Wow. Wow. That was, I can't stand when a nigga don't know how to eat pussy or a woman. It's just like,
I can't stand when people try to kill your shit. Like, that was not in a good way. And I never said beat it up. So why the fuck was a gun here?
Why the fuck was a gun here? Mandy don't got nothing.
Gun to a pussy fight. Excuse
Mandy's
me?
About to pull up. She don't have nothing to do. And she was like, bitch, I'm sitting here watching my friend get it quickly. Can I just please come? I was like, yeah, it's right in time for the second episode. But okay, so the second cocktail, I'm going to read it. I thought I was going to share
get
one.
A quick weave.
She was like, bro. She sent me a picture. I'm like, my nigga, just come. She said, make sure it's cool. Yeah, it's cool.
Okay, so your cocktail.
My cocktail. It's not a personal one. I'll share an OG cocktail for the next week's episode. This one, the title is, I'm the first girl he ate out. And she sent that face where he's smacking the lips. I'm the first girl he ate out.
I don't want to be a man's first nothing but wife. You get better benefits if he die.
I feel you. Hey, beautiful ladies. I'm a new listener and I discovered.
Wait, you're reading one?
I'm reading
Shoot.
Okay. I said I'm going to share one next week.
All right.
I'm a new listener, and I discovered you guys through watching Poor Minds. Shout out. I've been binge watching episodes every week, and I'm upset I didn't find y'all sooner. Anyways, I recently reconnected with my ex. We broke up a few months ago because the chemistry just wasn't there anymore, and unbeknownst to him, I cheated multiple times throughout our relationship and felt like he deserved better. Also, he proposed to me and I said no. So, to give a little backstory, he is very religious and has only had 3 sexual partners, including me. He's 30 and I'm 24. And although he likes to receive oral sex, he told me up front he had never given it and wasn't interested. I didn't mind, though, because I am bisexual and I prefer oral sex from women anyways. In the beginning, the sex was pretty good. His dick is very big and curved, but he isn't very experienced, so our sex is very vanilla. And he doesn't really know how to foreplay to make sure I'm nice and wet before he penetrates. That's annoying. We had some traumas this past year, such as deaths in the family, and also I had a miscarriage, so we became distant, which caused me not to be turned on by him anymore, thus me cheating and us ending the relationship after I declined his proposal. We kept in contact as we are very great friends and still have love for one another, despite our wrongdoings while together. So we decided to give things another try and discuss the things that can make our relationship better this time around. Including how to improve our sex life. Okay, come on, conversation. So our first time having sex in 6 months, he told me he wanted to show me something. And I was reluctant, but agreed. He took my panties off and told me to lay on my back. So I did. He got on top of me and started kissing me like he always does. He then starts making his way down to my pussy. And in my head, I was like, I know this nigga ain't about to eat my pussy. Girl, to my surprise, that's exactly what he did. I didn't have many expectations. As previously I mentioned, I prefer head from females because even experienced men just don't know how to give head correctly. Bitch, who you fucking with? Because some niggas done suck my pussy off my whole leg.
What?
Bitch, tell me why he went right to my clit, licked a little to get it moist, and then sucked it so fucking good. I was pleasantly surprised, and it felt so much better than I thought it would. I even asked him after he finished if he's sure it was his first time eating a girl out. Mind you, he doesn't watch porn at all. He lying. And doesn't masturbate either. He lying. He assured me it was and even said it's not as nasty as he thought it would be. So now every time we have sex, he eats the fuck out of my pussy, which prepares me to take his big curved dick, and it's much more pleasurable than before. P.S. I also said yes to marrying him, and we recently eloped. Hopefully my next cocktail will be telling y'all how I got pregnant. Fingers crossed. Sincerely, a new listener. We out here saving lives.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And relationships.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for sharing with us, sending in the advice emails and the cocktails. We really do appreciate it. Please send more. We need some more. But thank you guys. Support the sponsors. Support the show. Remember to share things online. Like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. Rate, review, and subscribe on all of your favorite just podcast audio apps. And follow us on Instagram. We are at Cocktails Podcast. I'm at Kiki Says So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 We'll be right back. Bye. 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 Bye.